Taylor Watch. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. How is everyone today? Gia, how are you?
I'm actually pretty good for Monday. I know it's Tuesday in your guys' ears, but it's Monday for us right now.
It's Monday in our world.
I'm a little chipper.
Ooh, I love that.
I don't know why.
Any reason? Just a little good night's sleep?
Good night's sleep. I just feel like there's not much to be angry about. I'm sure like next week I'll be like depressed and
of course,
pissed off about
as
something.
It goes. Yeah,
but I think maybe I'm in that stage of like before you get your period, like you get really happy and then you get like so like depressingly sad, you
right
know?
You're like productive and wonderful for like
you know,
3 days,
like the follicular phase,
whatever
those things are called. I think I'm in one of those phases that is making me feel a little bit more energetic.
That was me the last couple days, and now I'm entering the depressive phase. Any moment now the world will come crashing down and I will be a monster, and
isn't
I can't
it
be held accountable.
Crazy how women just like have like a week every month where it's like, don't talk to me. Like,
oh,
don't
yeah.
look at
well,
me.
Well, no, gee, I'm sorry. It's 3 weeks every month. Like, there's right. we have one good week.
One
maybe
good week.
10
yeah.
good days. I've really put it down. And wait, can I do a shout out to, you know, no free ads, but my Oura Ring?
Ooh,
fucking
slay.
Obsessed with this. Those girlies out there.
Period?
So there's another app that it pairs with Oura called Natural Cycles. And I have started using it, and it's fucking awesome. Like, it's really. It tracks your body temperature. You can put your different moods in. So it'll tell you, like, you might be experiencing this mood soon. For someone who just, like, I lose track of time. I have a hard time with like, time, days going by. Like, I know when, like, the weekend's coming, and that's pretty much all I'm looking out for. But then if, like, you know, 17 days goes by, I kind of forget, like, how many days have gone by.
Totally.
So it's just, like, a whole thing. Highly recommend if you have an Oura Ring. I know I've been seeing a lot of girlies out there with Oura Rings lately.
Oura rings are huge.
So I'm obsessed. I'm very obsessed with mine. It's expensive. Like, it's very expensive. Don't be fooled into thinking, yeah, the ring's like $300. Like, it's not a, yeah.
Well, doesn't
but
it
I
like,
use it like constant. It tracks everything.
Can it tell you everything?
It tells literally everything. Yeah. It tells me my heart rate. I use it to help get myself to sleep. This sounds like literally a paid ad. I swear to God, I'm not like, you know. But I use
for
it to track my use it to track my sleep. It tells me like when I get good sleep, when I get bad sleep, what time I should go to bed, whatever. My heart rate, stress, resilience,
so
like all this shit that I didn't think I would care that much about, and now it's like I need to
well,
check it.
Well, now that you know, you have
now
to
that
know.
I know.
I don't know
now
anything
I know I
about
gotta
my
know.
Body. Like, I don't
well,
know.
It's neither did I. Yeah. And so now I know a little bit with this, and then paired with that other, the period app, I'm like, you know what? This is good. Like, we're being an adult here, figuring it out. Also, it'll tell me if I'm, like, being a lazy piece of shit, which, like, I don't love when it tells me, like, time to stretch your legs, question mark. I'm like, fuck off. I'll do what I want. However, it does make me think, like, yeah, okay, I didn't go outside today. Maybe I should go outside tomorrow and, like, make up for it. And,
okay.
You know, that kind
like
of energy.
That. I like that because I've always been interested in an Apple Watch, but I hate the look of them.
I have an Apple
These
Watch.
These are very, very stylish.
Very, very, absolutely. Yeah. I have an Apple Watch, and I like my Apple Watch. However, it is, you know, it's cumbersome when you're sleeping. I don't like to wear things on my wrist when I'm sleeping. And rings don't bother me at all. So I could wear this ring,
right?
You know, all the time. So
interesting. Well,
yeah, anyway, so the whole reason I even talked about it is because of the period app that you can attach to it. That is perfection. So if people are looking for that.
Does it tell you your phases?
Tells you everything. Yeah,
wow,
it tells you
okay.
your phases, tells you, I'll tell you right now. Let's see.
Yeah, I've
Mine
I
is,
see
my,
so
I said,
much
my period's
about...
supposed to be today, and I can feel it coming.
Right.
Like, it's one of those days. My temperature, I'm at 97.45.
Okay,
that's my temp.
Right?
Yeah.
Or 96.
Down from yesterday, I think. Oh. I'm not fertile.
Okay.
It's the number, whatever day of cycle, I don't know, but yeah, it's my period's predicted. I'm in the about to enter the luteal phase.
Luteal phase.
Which is the worst phase.
Yes.
That's the worst one.
Yes.
Moods and symptoms. Based on previously logged data, you may experience obsessive thoughts, anxious, stressed, bloating, cramps, nausea, and a medium sex drive.
Okay. I would say that's me every day of my life.
I know. But it tells you a lot, and it gives you like a lot of information on
that
your body
is so
and stuff.
Interesting.
It's an interesting app. Like normally it's like, I know, you know, I'm a girl, I should know. But
yes.
There's a lot of stuff I've learned from it, and I'm
surprised
by it.
I've been seeing so much on TikTok about how like your different phases like really coincide with like your day-to-day life and like what you should do in your day-to-day life, like while you're in specific phases, like in this phase, like go work out, in this phase, like go grocery shopping. I'm like, wow, I wonder how many wrong things I'm doing in wrong phases.
Gia, I'm telling you, it's when I save all my good stuff, like all the stuff that I need to get done for like one of the good phases, like I feel much more productive. I get shit done. But like luteal phase right now, I know that I can't go out and drink a bottle of wine because I'll have a migraine for 3 days. Like those are the things I need to know.
Right,
you know what I mean? So it's just because I know that like it's coming and I'm dehydrated and
I need to get more
you know,
in touch
whatever.
With my body.
Yeah, it's
like,
helping me out
after that
more than I thought.
In in Chicago when I was like feeling so nauseous all the time.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was a crazy
week.
I got
like scared. Like,
what was that about? I forgot about that.
To this day, from Sunday to when I landed in Chicago on Sunday till Wednesday till I got Zofran, I was nauseous all day, throwing up if I ate, just like feeling really gross, just not feeling good. Got some Zofran, immediately felt better, and then it like went away.
So weird.
So weird.
We'll never know, you know?
Stomach issues. And I'm like scared that they're going to tell me like, oh, you have a gluten allergy. Oh, you have a dairy allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, King, I'm not, or queen, doctors can, or women
queen.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will not be cutting out gluten, nor will I be cutting out dairy.
Those are just things I'm not willing to sacrifice at this point in my life. I have very few simple joys. And yeah, sure, maybe if I'm really dying in 10 years, 20
fine.
Years, whatever, fine, cut it out. At least I lived the majority of my life eating cheese whenever I wanted to. But yeah,
yeah,
it's
like
tough.
I'm going to eat cheese. Like,
yeah,
it's just
one thing about you. You're going to eat cheese.
Exactly. I'm Italian. Yeah. Like, that's like it's like telling a, I don't know. I don't want to make another reference of another nationality.
It's like telling the Irish you can't have potatoes.
Yeah, telling an Irishman you can't have a beer.
Can't tell me that.
Yeah.
Can't tell me that.
Yeah.
Nope, so, nope.
I should go to a gastroenterologist, but I'm
scared.
Yeah,
we all should, probably. We all should. I do, too. I avoid it like the plague.
It's
the worst.
I don't know what is wrong with me. Luckily, with ZocDoc, like, it's, like, so easy.
I know, yeah. Thank God
for like,
ZocDoc.
But, like, I really just... I think it's the insurance. I don't know. It just, like, freaks me out going there. And it's, like, it's very adult, which I'm not ready
for. Well, it's just a lot
for.
To set up, you know? It's, like, a lot could go wrong. Not so much news from the doctor, but, like, in setting it up, it's, like, what if they don't write your you don't have the right insurance for this place,
yeah,
and
it's like
whatever, and it's, like, oh, what am I going to do? I'll tell you something. Sometimes they're, like, rolling their eyes at you. That's my issue, is doctors who, like, roll their eyes at you when you tell them that there's something wrong. They'll be, like, well, did you do X, Y, Z? And it's, like, none of your...
Like, with
no,
Kate?
No, bitch. Like, yeah.
Our,
no, don't get me started on the stuff happening with Kate.
Our coworker,
that
Kate.
That happened with Kate. Yeah.
She got pregnant and, like, had, like, a ton of back issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she gave birth and had, like, severe, severe back pain, back issues. Like, she ended up having, like... multiple vertebrae
so
broken.
It was a I've been like following it extensively. She was breastfeeding her son, and it's this rare
like break her bone.
Yes, they originally thought it was this like rare thing for women to have like early onset osteoporosis based on your baby's drinking your breast milk. Like it would take the proteins and things, maybe not proteins, I'm saying the wrong words, but the calcium from her bones.
Calcium.
It was
literally
drinking the calcium from her bones. So her bones were breaking. She has a broken back. Like that's broken in multiple places.
So crazy.
And she went to the doctor hundreds of times and they would not give her an MRI. They would not. They'd be like, well,
be like,
try
oh,
this, try this.
Therapy.
Do physical therapy first. Yeah. Made it worse. Like all this shit is so crazy.
She was
and
like,
finally,
if I kept doing physical therapy, like I would have been like paralyzed.
She would have been paralyzed. Yeah. Which is so insane. And again, here, you know, here it is. Just no
women being ignored.
No research into women's health. And it's crazy shit. So another woman wrote an op-ed about this that had happened to her, and Kate found it. Somebody sent it to her and realized it's what it was, took it to the doctors, they realized what it was, and now she's doing a lot better. She's still on the road, you know, to recovery, but she's doing a ton better. Obviously had to stop breastfeeding right away, all of these things, but they're like, now that original op-ed has been republished by the Washington Post, I think.
Oh.
And so now people are
starting to
see
pick up
it
on
and
it
paying more attention to it. And a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork being like, yeah, this happened to me. And so it may not be quite as rare as they once thought it was.
It's
and of
crazy.
Course,
they just,
you know,
I just feel like women get so ignored.
So shunned.
In the,
it's crazy.
In the medical
Could you imagine
world.
That? I mean, Kate is a, you know, she's a Marine. She's
a
no
bad
bullshit.
Bitch.
Bad bitch. You know, pain threshold is through the roof.
Yeah.
If my back was broken in like 8 places like hers, I mean, please.
She was like trying to come to work.
She was like,
stuff.
Hey, she's at the work. She's like, hey, guys, sorry, my back really hurts. She's literally broken. Yeah. Like, it's insane. It's insane. That so, like, imagine, like, you know, she's one thing. She was able to withstand all that for so long, and she was ultimately was driven to really pursue it a lot harder because she wasn't able to like lift up her child, and she was and that was what was the thing for her.
And
for me, it'd be like I can't walk right now.
It's
like
crazy.
This is, it'd be much more.
And
much
imagine
more selfish.
If like all the women that like don't have like the leniency of Barstool, like, you know, and like the support Barstool gives everyone. Like if someone's sick or injured like that, they're like, stay at fucking home. Like
absolutely.
You're hurt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was just so like, she's such a hard worker that she just wants to come in. But like, imagine all the women that like can't take time off. And
I know.
Like, it's crazy.
And people that have, and people just want to, you know, blame it on like, oh, you've got a new kid and you're looking for time off.
Yeah,
like, people
love
to do that. It's like crazy. But yeah. So anyway, take care of your bodies, ladies, gentlemen. Swifties, all the above.
Did you do anything fun this weekend?
No. I went to dinner on Saturday during the big news. The big
The big A.
The big A. assassination attempts.
AA, attempted assassination.
Yeah, attempted assassination, yeah. which is a big thing. I don't even want to get into it, to be honest. Like, it's a crazy, crazy fucking thing.
Do you think people...
The memes are going nuts.
People need to know Taylor... The Swifties' opinion on the
yeah, people are looking for us, right? It's finally time for us to speak out. Yes, yes, by the way, did you see fucking Raquel, Rachel Scandoval?
Wait, and like E! News posted, and they're like the long-awaited like Raquel.
No, they
response.
Were like fully making fun of her. Yeah. Like she, oh my god, Raquel from Vanderpump, Rachel, whatever we're calling her these days. She was out hiking during the big, you know, the big moment, and later came back and was like, guys, I'm so sorry, I was out hiking. And I've just seen the news. Yeah, like what a terrible time in our country.
Really,
it's like, thanks, bitch. We really
Raquel's
exactly.
Take.
We were looking for your thoughts, but
yeah, I was like playing Animal Crossing, and I was like, oh,
of course,
Trump.
Oh, what's going on? I was like eating a shrimp cocktail and sipping on a prosecco, and I was like, oh. Yeah. But the one thing about it though, and like, listen, obviously, you know, assassination. We don't like political violence. Yeah, no. But that, just to be clear. However, however, but what was interesting is I happened to be on my phone like the minute that it happened. And I was at this restaurant and I was looking around at everyone and no one in the place like was looking at their phones at the time. So I spent the rest of my dinner just waiting for everyone else to like notice. Check their phones and watching the ripple of people check their phones and then change conversation and start talking about it was electric.
It's crazy.
I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like,
Twitter was
It was nuts. It was lots of guilty Swifties making meme jokes.
Lots of funny Swiftie jokes. If you aim at the devil, make sure you don't miss. It was like the bullet just
hit
grazed.
Me like a shotgun shot in the dark. Yeah.
The
a lot of stuff.
The bullet had just grazed. Yep, so many good ones.
A lot of good memes. Yeah. But yeah, so today, you know, the rest of the week, lots going on in politics.
Yeah,
Stay safe out there. Luckily, we get to disassociate from all things like that and delve into the world of Taylor.
Yes.
And she did, in fact, have two tremendous shows in Milan this past weekend.
Yeah, not Trump trying to take away from the fact that
I know.
There was a new Fearless dress and a new Enchanted dress.
I know. It's like, girl, come on. Like, it's like, we get it, you want the attention.
Yeah,
like,
geez,
whatever.
Come on.
Lots of new outfits. Mm-hmm. She was in Milan, which people were pointing out. Also, so did Charles. I will say that I had this thought myself, but then he texted it to me, and I don't want him to think that I stole the thought from mm-hmm. him. But all of her outfits are Roberto Cavalli, and he's Italian, obviously. And so Charles was like, obviously she debuted them all in Milan because she was able to get like last minute fittings and stuff, whatever. I don't think it goes that deep. I do think it goes as deep as she brought them all out in Milan because
he was
there. You know what I mean? Or I don't know if he was there or if he was watching or something. Right. He was Italian. So, but he posted, Roberto Cavalli posted a bunch of videos, you know, intricately describing specifically the Fearless dress.
Yeah.
All of his pictures leading up to it were all tiger based. So it is, in fact, tiger inspired.
Very cute.
What that means, we don't know.
Right. A lot of rep clowning for that tiger dress. A
lot of rep clowning.
Which was interesting.
The clowns are on parade. You know, as always, they're on parade. But they were on parade this past weekend. Like, everybody thought 7/13, they thought that was going to be a big thing. I did not think anything. First time I've not clowned in a while. I was like,
crazy.
We're reaching now to a point
really
where it's
reaching.
Like, come on.
Where, like, it just feels like every little thing now is, like, rep TV.
Yeah.
Someone was like, oh, like, night one of Gelsenkirchen. Like, this is why it's going to be rep TV.
Yeah,
like,
I saw you send that.
I think she's going to announce rep TV at night one at Gelsenkirchen. Like, no offense to the people of Gelsenkirchen. I'm sure it's a beautiful town in Germany.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not, you know, her family's not going to be there.
What's the relevancy?
Here are my theories. In reality, it's either coming out during her break, like the whole album comes out and there'll be no expectation, just reputation, or she announces it at her last show in London.
Okay.
In my opinion, like, that's just the only thing that makes sense. Like, it's
like those two theories.
People say that she did that with 1989, her last show at SoFi was when she announced it.
Okay.
And then the break until
she
came back. It makes sense. Like, it's just all, you know, that's the working theory right now. I think it makes most sense is she going to announce it on tour or is it just going to be a surprise drop? Like, you know,
we've got
this no explanation, just reputation. No one knows.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've tried to do like a light clown, a light shade.
Right.
I'm not
right.
full.
You're just dipping
cheeks.
Your toes in.
Yeah,
reading.
I'm just dipping my toes in. I don't want to get head over heels
reading.
On this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't need to get over my skis. But I think that the people were going nuts for New Speak Now dress as well.
Yeah,
right?
New Speak Now dress, very beautiful.
Beautiful,
I really
stunning.
Liked
purple.
This one. I think it was my favorite one out
it's
of all
beautiful.
Of them. Yeah, I really like it. People are saying Was there three nights in Milan or was there two?
I thought only two, but maybe there were three.
I think there was only two.
I think there's only two because Taylor's post herself, I think she said those two nights.
Yes. So people are theorizing that
night one of Milan
was the new Fearless dress.
Yeah.
Night two was new Enchanted and then, or new Speak Now mm-hmm. and then 1989. Because there was a new 1989 outfit.
It was a double pink.
The double pink. Pink on pink. Which I called on Switzerland.
Yeah, you did. You did. That was crazy. How'd you call? You just took a guess?
I just had a feeling.
You said, you know, today's the day. Pink on pink. Yeah. I love it.
And I think that's the only... Oh, she's done blue on blue and pink on pink. Or red, orange on orange and pink.
I think blue, she's definitely done orange on orange. Yeah. She's definitely done orange on orange. I've seen that.
But, yeah, so new 1999 outfit. Mm-hmm. People think maybe Gelsengirchen... In order, new Reputation outfit,
mm-hmm.
new Folklore, Evermore.
Right.
Maybe just re-records, I think, was the theory.
Right, I saw that too.
Then a new Reputation outfit would come. Gelsengirchen night one.
Gelsengirchen.
But I have a feeling we're going to see that fuck-ass bodysuit.
Yeah, we're going to see that fuck-ass bodysuit until the end of time. I think at this point, she's waited so long, there's no way that she reveals a new Rep bodysuit without Rep. Like, that would be crazy.
Right, I think so,
too. That's the only way I feel debunked in that theory. I do think that others...
That's facts.
I think Rep is the exception or is the rule or whatever, because I think all the others, you know, could definitely possibly get new colors, new whatever. We'll have to see. But yeah, I love the new outfits. I like when she brings out new stuff. Gotta keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh, keep it new.
Yeah, get that new shit up.
Yeah,
she
loves the fit. And I really loved these two new drops. Like, very, very cute, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Roberto Cavalli. And it's funny how...
He's great.
Yeah, I sent you this tweet. I think the 1989 outfits are so much cuter when they're the matching colors.
When they're paired up. I totally agree. Otherwise, she looks like, she looks like gummy worms.
Yeah.
Someone else probably made that joke before me, but that's how when one's blue and one's yellow and shit. Totally. Like, I don't really like the mismatch. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But it's just, I like it much better when it matches. It's
agreed.
Super cute.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. And I love the sparkle, obviously. Gia, let's take a moment to think about when we are, it's dying. When we are... We are thinking about what we're gonna wear, how we're gonna look. We're going on all these vacations. I'm buying tickets. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm going out to dinner. It's summertime. I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know what's going on. Mm. We've got Quince. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Quince has our back at all times. I know that I have said I'm on record. My favorite travel outfit that I have is this cashmere set that I have from Quince. This maroon cashmere set. But surprise, Gia. They don't only do cashmere. Okay. They've got a lot of fine linen.
Love.
They've got swimsuits. They've got summer shorts, summer shirts, all these fantastic things you can search for yourself on quince.com right now. You can just go through and pick out what you like, purchase it, sent right to your door. It's excellent stuff, really good quality stuff. I truly love it so much. Mm. It is a go-to for high-quality vacation essentials to help with packing for trips to come. Like I said a second ago, premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts up from $30. Very affordable stuff.
Yeah.
Silk, linen, cashmere, all these things, very affordable. Washable silk tops, premium luggage options, and so much more. The best part, all of Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, which really is a selling point, especially for me, someone who...
We love a discount.
I love a discount.
Yeah.
Love a discount, and I love options. So I like to buy multiples, you know, even different colors, same thing, different color. I love to do that. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. That's how it works.
Okay.
Thank God. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we obviously love.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and pack your bags with high-quality essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Keegs for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns, which is huge. You know, if you get something, it doesn't fit right, you forget about it, you don't get that chance to exchange it, you can always return it. That's quince.com/Keegs to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. Quince.com/Keegs. But yeah, our girl loves a new outfit. She loves a custom shoe. She loves a good time.
Oh, so, and also new writing on the TTP dress.
That's right. I knew there was another one.
Yeah.
Now it's the Who's Afraid of Little Me, you should be written all over the dress.
Yeah,
and that is a Vivienne Westwood creation, isn't it? Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
We stand Vivienne Westwood
majorly
in this house.
We majorly stand Vivienne in this house.
Yeah,
so
I like that little new addition.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun on Swift Alert to guess
what, to see if there's any new
writing. Yeah, because I feel like there's so much more new things to guess now.
Yeah,
I was saying to you, I was like, I don't understand how people score in the 100s on that game.
I don't know either. I think it's very much
on Mastermind is what we're talking
about. On Mastermind, yeah, the Swift Alert game Mastermind, which we love so much. I think because last time I was trying to do it, I was looking back and trying to see if you could recognize any patterns. Mm. And you kind of can based on ones that she hasn't worn in a while. Okay. So those are like usually better guesses. But then sometimes she switches it up and wears like the same thing two nights in a row. And you're like, what? But then most times she'll cycle through them. Like, it's more likely that she'll wear one of these two dresses than one of these four that she just wore, you know? Right. So I think that people are like, these psychopaths, they keep spreadsheets and shit and they do all that stuff. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I got 56 and that was my highest score.
That's a great score. That's a great score.
I was in the top 83%.
I think I scored when I did it like 25 or 28
points. I averaged like 20.
Yeah, just terrible.
Yeah,
terrible
stuff.
I'm
like addicted to it now.
I got to play it again next show because I missed the last
couple
shows.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of had like a phase of doing it a lot.
I did, yeah.
Now
well, I went
I'm
to Greece.
Kind of in my phase.
And then So I had to, I have to get back in my phase because it is really fun. But yeah, anything else going on in the Taylor world? Travis was in Lake Tahoe.
Yep.
Doing the charity golf thing.
Yep, it was the 2024 American Century Championship.
Yes, yes.
And they were just blasting T-Swift left and right.
Whole time. She's every song on the playlist.
Yeah, Lavender Haze, Fortnite, Love Story, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Cruel Summer, Shake It Off was all of the ones that we saw videotaped or filmed.
I saw High School. Did you say So High School?
Oh, no, I didn't see
it. I saw a girl. Somebody tagged me in it, and it was like this girl like whisper singing it to him, but it was playing in the background. You saw that?
Saw
or did
that.
You send that to me? I forget
I
where I saw
I
that.
I did, but I did I see that.
But she was like,
singing like, in her
so
real voice.
High School. And it was so funny. I was like, this girl's hilarious, whoever she is. She was cracking me the fuck up. And it was playing
was,
like in the background.
It sounded like the nerdy girl who's like scared in like the corner to like audition. And like she's secretly really good, but like,
yeah, no, it was excellent. Yeah. Like it was a really good,
really
good performance.
I forgot about that clip. Yeah.
But it was playing, and he played. I think he played with a bunch of people, but he most notably played with Jason for a little while, and they were, you know, shaking their arms and dancing to "I Can Do It With a Broken Heart."
Yeah, very.
Which
cute.
I thought was so fun and cute.
He
and
was
like
acting
just the
out
best.
Like the Cruel Summer lyrics. It was very funny, and also he did like a karaoke tournament. Or like a karaoke fundraiser
Oh my God,
thing?
Gia, how do we not start off with, first of all, claps. Congratulations to
Travis.
Congratulations.
Another championship in the belt.
Another championship, another award, this time for singing. He really can do it all. yes, he went out and did a charity karaoke performance for, it looked like Rob Riggle and Brian, the guy from, Kevin from The Office.
Oh, yeah,
host.
Brian Baumgartner.
Baumgartner? Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that, and I was like, or is that my geometry teacher? Which his name was Baumgartner? Mr. Baumgartner. Yeah,
that's like a classic teacher name.
Typical. But anyway, yeah, Brian Baumgartner and Rob Riggle were hosting this charity event. Travis had allegedly gotten right off the plane in Lake Tahoe and then went straight there.
So
went on
funny.
Stage, sang Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. There were some technical difficulties during. He had no words up there. And so in the middle of the thing, he's like, where the fuck are the words?
Yeah.
The band helped him get on track. So he's taking notes from Taylor and he composed himself and ended up winning at the end.
Yeah, and then he dedicated his win to her. He's
yes.
Like, this is for you, Taylor.
Yep.
Very
I
funny.
I liked Brian Baumgartner was like, he was like, it's the best thing that's happened to him all year.
Yeah,
the only
yeah.
thing of note, like of the whole year. And then that's when he was like, Taylor, this is for you.
Yes.
Fucking hilarious.
So
hilarious,
funny.
Hilarious. I did still see some like stupid fucking, okay. I'll say this because I need to call these people stupid fucking idiots.
Ooh.
And they are Swifties, unfortunately.
Oh.
There is a, watch out. Coming from my own.
Okay.
But here's the thing. There are different subsects of Twitter, right?
Hmm.
There are normal people who are Swifties. Hmm. There are the hardcore Swifties, which I think we would fall more in between those two.
Yeah, I would label myself a hardcore
Swiftie.
For sure,
Swiftie. Definitely.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, it's a little different.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
hardcore
yeah,
Swifties
yeah.
on Twitter are like, they're very hardcore.
Yeah, yeah,
we're pretty
hardcore
we're
in my
hardcore.
Brain.
Yeah. Then there's a level, there's the delusional Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
And the slash conspiracy Swifties.
Mm.
And then there are the stupid fucking idiot Swifties who like aren't actually Swifties in my mind.
Mm.
They're just like morons on the internet. Probably kids, to be honest,
oh.
if we're being real.
Okay.
Don't know who they are. They come online. This video goes out of Travis accepting his award at this charity karaoke thing. He's very obviously joking around. He's jumping up and down. He's doing like the whole Miss USA. Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so
yeah.
much. Whatever. The threads that I was reading being like, I really love him. I just wish he wasn't always so drunk. He's just so drunk and he's out here performing. He's making a fool of himself. He was not drunk.
He was probably stone cold sober.
He's being silly and fun. And we need to remember, just because we've seen him drink beers online doesn't mean that he's always drunk. Yeah. And I'm sick of everybody being like, Travis is drunk all the time. He's not. He's not.
He's also like not known as that type of guy. And like, no. He's never had like an incident where it's like, no. you know, he was like a public intoxication, like a Morgan Wallen type.
No.
Or like a DUI or something like that.
It's
like,
so dumb.
Guy just likes a beer. Like,
because they
him.
Saw him. You know why? Because the Swifties, like, they started really lashing on and paying attention when he won the Super Bowl and he was drinking beer for like a week straight. So everyone was like, he's got a problem. Do you remember that?
Super Bowl.
Do you remember when everybody
was
the beginning,
very drunk?
Everyone was, that one time he
at
was
the parade,
very drunk.
He
at
was
the
very
parade.
Drunk.
Well, nobody should have given him a microphone. I don't. That was his bad friends.
You just won the Super Bowl.
You just won the Super Bowl.
I would be blacked out,
however,
too.
However, other people on the team were drunk, too. It wasn't just him. And yeah. That happens. All the athletes do that. But what I'm saying is that from that point forward, anytime he wants to stick a microphone and act silly on the microphone, everyone's like, oh, he's drunk. You got to relax. These are the idiots. We can't.
No.
We don't claim those idiots.
That's
kind of.
That's crazy to me that they.
Stupid.
But I under, like.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I totally get that.
The ones that's that just try to create a narrative that makes no sense. Like,
yeah,
do they just want to be
also
like.
Also, they're
huh.
just painting him out to be someone that like oh he must be drunk to do this, like, no, it's been proven
he's a silly bitch,
that this guy's a silly motherfucker.
Yeah he's just a silly little silly,
yeah, and he likes
silly,
to be
silly willy.
So, and so what if he's silly sober, if he's silly drunk?
And we love that he's silly.
Yeah,
and I don't want to take
like
it away.
Taylor
from
doesn't
it.
Love a drink,
exactly. Oh please, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't cast stones from a glass house. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's facts.
But no, I can't stand the. There's just they seem to be more prominent than ever. These like dumbasses online who are trying to like spread a narrative
those
that
are
makes
the type
no
of
sense.
Bitches that are like,
can't stand it.
Like I don't need alcohol to have fun. Like,
oh, relax.
Okay, do you want a fucking cookie?
Yeah, say what do you want for that?
Yeah.
You know what I think? I have theories though. I have my own conspiracies about these people spreading these narratives and whatever. I think that they're actually haters, masquerading as Swifties to make the Swifties look bad.
You know,
like, I think they're haters,
like,
coming
definitely
in.
A thing.
No, I know it's a thing, because people have told me. Also, I've heard people do that for like other stans. Like, they're like,
yes,
oh,
yes.
There's, you know, Ariana Grande stans are in here like shitting on Nicki or whatever. Like, I don't know, I'm making shit up now. But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's that people do that for real. And so I'm not putting it against all these people who are trying to spread the rumors that Travis is a drunk when he is not, in fact.
Don't fucking
anything
do that.
Of the sort.
Yeah.
So that's just a word. That's just a word to the morons on Twitter.
Yeah.
That aren't real Swifties.
Fucking idiots.
Get a grip. Stop clutching your pearls.
We should make like a Swiftie, like a fan level chart.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
like the triangle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
we should.
Swifties. Die
Swifties.
Hard,
yeah.
And then
yeah,
like top
yeah.
of the triangle is like Antifa. Not Antifa.
Antifa. Antifa.
I guess Antifa.
Antifa Swiftie.
But I was thinking QAnon. I meant to say QAnon.
No, but yes, same
yes.
shit kind of both
yes.
sides. You know?
Yes.
That's
so
no
was,
for real.
Yeah.
There are levels, there are extremes that that just come with the internet.
Yes. Yeah.
And unfortunately they like come into the Swiftie world. But
yeah.
I just want the real people to know that that's not real.
Yeah.
Sometimes people
we don't
get confused.
Think you're a drunk Travis.
No, no one does. But yeah, that's
in the Kelce world.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that we love to talk about.
Love to talk about.
Miss
someone who loves a
spotlight.
Someone who loves the spotlight, someone who stays booked and busy.
Yes. That is so true.
Donna Kelce.
I mean, this must be where Travis and Jason get it from, no? Because,
has
like,
be.
It's clear that
she's charismatic.
She's charismatic. She's booked and busy.
She's booked and busy. She loves a moment.
She is going to be in the cast of Hallmark's Holiday Touchdown, mm-hmm. a Chiefs love story.
Yes.
This is the first time an NFL team has partnered with, like, Hallmark or, like, any movie thing and been,
yeah.
like, you can use our team name. You can use, like, players' names. You can use, like, basically anything about the team.
Yep.
They're shooting in the stadium
at Arrowhead.
Andy Reid is in it.
Yeah.
And Donna plays like a waitress at the local barbecue spot.
Yep.
Wait, let me read you.
Yes, she does.
Let me
the
read
description
you
the
description
yeah,
of the movie. Do you have you read it?
I have. And I have thoughts after this, so tell me.
It is the funniest fucking.
It's hilarious.
It makes
read
no
the description
sense.
and then we'll talk about the because this news about this movie actually came out right before for the 4th of July because I was down with my parents and I don't think we talked about it, but there was a reason why I didn't talk about it at the time. So now that Donna's in it, I can't wait to talk.
Yes.
About.
Okay. Wait. Let me find because that wasn't the article that I wanted to show. It's the Variety one. It had such a funny little tidbit that I was like, what is this movie even about?
No, it's hilarious.
Okay, yeah. So she stars as the manager of the Kansas City barbecue restaurant Norma and Nick's.
Of course.
And it's... Okay, hold on.
Norma and Nick's.
Her character hates football after being left at the altar for a playoff game while he works at the Chiefs merchandise store. Wait.
So she works at like, you know, sorry. Nick and Nora's in town. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist restaurant in town.
Wait, that was the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was confused.
I thought this was like a Desperate Housewives thing where it's like, oh, your real dad's just up the street, Susan Meyer.
Okay, no, this marks the second time the channel has teamed up with the NFL team.
Oh.
They celebrated the playoff season with a campaign titled "Tis the Preseason."
Oh.
And that had that storyline of a character that hates football after being left at the playoff, left at the altar.
Got it.
Why can I not fucking find this? I'm sorry, guys. Holy fuck.
I wish I could fill it in. I glazed over it because
it was such a funny.
Because at first we thought, while you look for it, I'll describe.
Okay, I found it. Okay. Here we go. Official logline. Alana Higman is sure that her family's lifelong history as Kansas City Chiefs superfans make them a front runner to win the team's Fan of the Year contest.
Oh.
Derek, director of fan engagement, is tasked with evaluating how Alana and her family stack up against the other two finalists. Mm-hmm. As the pair spend time together, it's clear there's a spark between them. But when her grandfather's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing,
no!
Alana begins to doubt everything she believed
about
the
vintage Chiefs good luck hat.
And that makes her doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek.
Oh my God, not
unless
that
is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary.
Oh my God.
So her grandpa losing that hat makes her question her entire fucking life.
Of course. It's a, you know, it's a typical chain reaction. Right.
You break up with your boyfriend after your grandpa loses his prized possession hat.
Exactly, because that does mean the end of the world. That always signifies that. We all know this. So we heard these rumors. I have so much to say about this. Okay. We heard these rumors of this movie being a thing. When I first saw them, didn't think, I was like, no way it could be true.
Mm.
It was first advertised as the Chiefs have agreed to do a Chiefs love story. And it was advertised with photos of Travis and Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, no fucking way. No way, no way, no way. And turns out that they did agree to partner with Hallmark. Now, my mom there is no one on this earth that loves Hallmark, the channel, and every single movie that's ever come out of that channel than my mother.
Okay.
It is 24/7, 365 in my house. To watch anything else, my brother, my dad, they have to like beg. They're like, please watch something else. Like it is constantly on. She knows every show, every star. She's been to Hallmark like con, like whatever that is. She's got pictures with Jonathan Bennett and Aaron Samuels, like, and Lacey
hilarious.
Chabert. Like, she's got pictures with all of them because they're in all the Hallmark movies now. What's her face? Candace Cameron Bure, whatever. All the people. So she told me this news, breaking news, and I was like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Then I saw that Donna Kelsey has signed on for it as to be like in a cameo position. I said, okay, this makes sense. I think that this is maybe one of the smartest, God bless you, maybe one of the smartest business decisions that the Kansas City Chiefs could have ever done.
Ooh.
I think that they're obviously not going to talk about Travis and Taylor. It's not a love story about Travis and Taylor.
Yeah.
But the way that it's been advertised, the way it has to do with the Chiefs, has to do with this, that, whatever. So many people are going to tune in because of that factor. And also, I guarantee they're going to be allowed to like mention it. You know what I mean? Like, they're probably about to be like, oh, I gotta go hang out with Taylor. There's gonna be like
a
song
in
it.
Like Travis and his girlfriend or something.
Something like that. Because, there will be like an Easter egg moment, something silly, whatever, for sure. And I just think that the Chiefs right now as a franchise are doing great in terms of marketing. Like,
I agree.
They're crushing it. They're aligning themselves with like the family values of Hallmark Channel. I mean, Hallmark Channel is a little extreme to be honest, but they're aligning themselves with that. They're doing whatever. Having Donna say yes, which like of course she did, I think was the cherry on top for them. And now I will be watching.
I will be watching. I must see
Whereas
Donna's
I wasn't
debut.
Going to. Must see Donna's
acting
debut.
Debut.
I don't know how they're going to get around. Like, you know, I bet it really chapped their ass, though, because I bet Hallmark wanted to do a football star, pop star movie with the Chiefs. And it, you know, landed on this. But I think still, I think we all got to tune in.
I agree. No, I think we should definitely
watch. It doesn't come out for a while, right? It's not like Christmas time.
It's a Christmas time, yeah.
Christmas time, that's when Hallmark thrives.
He loses his prize Christmas
hat. That's right, Christmas hat, Christmas hat. So we can't have that. But so, but yeah, I mean, like I said, Donna, she loves a moment. She loves an opportunity to throw on that acting cap and do her best.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how intense of a role this will be for her.
I am too.
What type of person, you know, just to channel a manager. Maybe she'll do some method acting.
Maybe she'll do some method acting. Maybe she'll get a little bit of a, you know, in a tiff. I feel like whenever I think of a manager, I think of somebody coming through yelling at everybody, like, "Hey,
come in!"
Like a little bit of like a bah humbug situation going on. Like that is also a question: is Donna like a loving manager,
or is she like the bitch,
a Scrooge? You know, and then like her mind has to be changed. She sees the love come in, and then like you know she changes her mind. We're just gonna have to see all.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm very excited.
We'll probably be watching. At the same time as Travis and maybe Taylor, because I'm sure that Travis will be tuned in to watch his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Congrats to Donna.
Congrats to Donna.
Fuck yeah. We love a working woman.
Yeah, we love a working woman. Congrats to Donna. And congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs for continuing their great run in terms of PR.
I definitely agree with what you said about like PR and managing the whole situation. I feel like they couldn't have been more like welcoming towards Taylor and like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It also, like, the way that Andy Reid talks about them, like, obviously him and Taylor had, like, some sort of, like, friendship. So, like, it's just, it's nice because I don't know, though. It is curious to think about how another team would handle, like, the newfound
fame. Yeah, you never know. Well, Kansas City Chiefs.
Or attention, I guess.
The Chiefs have become, like, America's team. Like, that's like, you know, I feel like that used to maybe be the Patriots.
Cowboys.
Or Cowboys.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Cowboys
maybe because of where
are,
we
like,
are.
That's like, their
Well, that's
like,
their
tagline.
That's, like, their thing. But let's be real. The Cowboys, no one cares about the Cowboys. Yeah. And more people hate them than anything. But the Chiefs are good.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they win all the time. They're great.
Yeah, like,
the
Chiefs are, like, the one team I'm, like, willing to root for that are the Eagles
for sure. And so I feel like them just kind of feeding into that narrative, they're like the America's team, the families, the good relationships, the wholesome, like they're very wholesome,
very wholesome.
You know, apart from all those people getting arrested for like drunk driving and shit recently, but apart from that,
they did have
Chiefs
a lot of drama.
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks straight
it was like DUI, with Harrison DUI. Bucker, and then it just was like DUI after DUI.
tough shit
come on,
but everything
guys.
Else that's what I'm saying, they need that good PR and signing up with
that's
Hallmark
about Chiefs PR. I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because now we're focused on Donna Kelce inside a Hallmark movie.
Facts.
That's all we care about.
That's
so
all we care
bravo
about.
Bravo again. Bravo again. We're excited about all that.
Yep. Break a leg, Donna.
Let's see. There was something else. Did you have another thing on your listy?
I have
I had
just
a couple
two
things,
little brief things.
While we're on your listy, and then I'll go to mine.
Second to last thing I have is the piano malfunctioned at the concert, which was a very brief thing.
Yes.
But
it's
funny.
A piece of that I was humbled. I fell down a clown hole and then I dug myself out right away. Don't worry.
I know what you're going to say.
Don't worry. When the piano was broken, she brought a guy out to come help fix it. It like wasn't working or whatever. And when he opened it, it sounded like a hiss coming out of the piano. Turns out it was just Taylor laughing into the microphone in the exact same way that I'm always laughing. Like, psst, like that kind of laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious though for the 5 seconds that I was like a hiss just came out of that piano everyone was like the
piano's
hissing like there's gonna be a snake like people
imagine
were like it's gonna
snakes.
Come out reputation
that'd actually be kind of sick
it'd be
if like
awesome.
A bunch of snakes came
it'd
out
it'd be awesome it'd be
yeah.
so good
that's kind of, yeah I
so
saw
that happened that was funny
the debunk video before I saw the video that kind of went viral and I was like I can see definitely why people
definitely.
Fell for this
definitely the first one I saw I was like oh my fucking god also speaking of animals Taylor has officially swallowed 3 bugs on the Eras tour.
Yes.
Third one happening in Milan.
She's just a human.
And these
buggy
bugs,
as fuck
these
at
bugs
night
want a piece. Listen, she's her mouth's wide open. These bugs don't know what's going on. She's singing, trouble.
What are they supposed to do? Like,
it's going to go right in there.
It's a cave. They see a cave. They're like, oh, this looks nice. Maybe there's some
They're
flowers.
Like, is that Taylor Swift? And then all of a sudden, they're in the back of her
like
throat.
Flowers.
I'm sure.
Like, yeah.
She's wearing sparkles. She's glowing on the stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did
and
you
the
see?
Bugs in Europe at night are fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. Did you see the whole stadium is shaking like crazy?
Craziness.
Which is, I don't understand how that happens in like a concrete stadium set into the ground, but apparently It does. I think Mulan was
one of her biggest shows.
Yeah, I think so, like 90,000, I think.
Yeah,
I saw.
Like there's so many fucking people. Huge. So it's like all it's those massive. People jumping up and down at once, like so moving crazy. Side to side. Like that shit's gonna get bumping.
Don't they have soccer games there, football games? And does the same thing happen? Like I wonder.
I wonder, but I feel like not. They're not filling out the stadium the way that
that's true.
She does, you that's know? True. Like, they probably get, like...
They don't have people up in the gills.
Like, 60% of max capacity or something,
right,
you know?
Right,
unless it's like a huge game.
Agreed. Speaking of, also, did you see people... funny thing about Mulan, wherever the stadium was... Oh, no. Wherever the stadium was... It's like kind of in the middle of everything. Mm. So there were people in their like homes, like right outside with like a view inside the stadium, like opening their windows and like watching the concert. Imagine.
So
like that's
crazy.
That's so close.
That's
like,
so cool.
It was really close. And God, I could just, I would have everybody over my house.
I have
all my friends over.
Totally.
Like we're watching, like we're all watching out this window. If anything, we leave it open just to hear. But so amazing.
It's crazy. Like it's funny to think about like old Italian people like, what the hell's going on out there?
It's very loud out there.
Hey, what's going on out
they
there?
They say, when are you going to turn it down
the
music?
The
Italians are going to love that.
Oh, wait. So
it's fine. Gia's Italian.
Yeah, I can make fun of them. Wait, two things. So first off with Italian.
Yeah.
I love how in each show, the crowd and how you can hear the different accents with the different songs.
It's like, the best.
The Mulan show was so funny.
It's
like, people,
great.
I'm drunk in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so
funny. You can really hear the accents. And I love that too. That reminded me of... I don't know if you saw, but the Argentina Colombia game was last night.
Oh, I sure did.
At
Miami
Arena Stadium,
Hard Rock Stadium,
where the Dolphins play. Mm-hmm. Just completely ransacked, broken into. Just I don't know if it was a lack of security or what it was. It was a serious security issue.
Yep.
Breaking into the vents, like climbing in over walls, crazy shit. It was bad, and like
they broke a bunch of escalators.
Yeah.
Like
they had
it was like a stampede of people, like a real life stampede. People sneaking in through the vents, like trying to get in to see this. It was Colombia versus Argentina, right?
Yeah,
and
it was the Copa America final game, and
soccer.
Stop. What was I going to say?
Well, for those who don't know, or if you're unaware. Taylor's upcoming Miami shows will be at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida.
But what was I literally going to say? They were going to stop.
They ransacked it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
They just, they had to delay the game 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so bad. But yeah, so that's where Taylor is performing in October. And I'm saying to myself, they better get that security up because... You're scared of the Argentina Colombia fans? Just wait till the Swifties come.
No,
they'll be building human bridges.
For real.
And like freaking going on each other's shoulders and shit.
An absolutely gaping hole in security, safety, all the above.
Yeah.
And you know, Swiftie crowds are, I don't say they're as rambunctious as the soccer crowd.
Soccer crowds are very rambunctious.
I also don't know if they're quite as desperate. I mean, people are desperate, but they'll sooner just like line up outside. Like
no one
is trying to, or at least that I've heard. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, people that work at stadiums are like maybe are in on you know information that I don't know.
Like I wonder how many
I don't think I've ever like heard stories about people trying to sneak into the Eras Tour in that capacity. I'm sure.
Yeah.
There have been people who try to sneak into the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
But I don't like. It was a major thing, and they had to delay the game and all this stuff because people were rushing the stadium and going in without tickets. Like people were sneaking in so that everybody was running around with like nowhere to sit and stealing other people's seats and whatever. And there were ticket checkers, and they just like blew past the tickets in the beginning. So people were just like going in with no tickets.
It's crazy.
That would never. I feel like Taylor Swift show they wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a little bit more organized, I guess.
Yeah, more organized, but also just maybe like I don't know people. Because can you imagine sneaking into a Taylor Swift show and taking someone's seat and then they show up and they're like, you're in my motherfucking seat.
I'd be like, get the
leave
fuck
or
up.
Die.
Yeah.
Like that would be it. Like I can't imagine stealing a seat from a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Like that'd be
crazy.
I
mean, like embarrassing.
No, that's crazy. Like it's crazy. So I think that that this was a rude awakening for the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah. Maybe
get your shit together. They got to repair that escalator and shit before October.
Very true.
They better get that done.
They better.
it's going to be, and it's also, you know, it's right before football season. So they really just, yeah, I don't know.
It was just everyone crazy.
Everyone online was saying shit like, they better sort this out before the before they have the World Cup here in a couple of years. Yeah, and I'm like, that's true. No, but they also better sort it out in the next month and a half. Yeah. Because what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. Did you see that guy that broke in or snuck into the John Summit concert?
No.
I don't know. These videos that people post.
Who's sneaking into these places?
It's no, he literally might as well have just walked in.
Oh.
Like, he, like, found some side entrance where there's, like, wow, people bringing in things in and out, and he just, like, walked in and just, like, sat there and waited while they, stupid, like, and then, like, John was doing, like, a mic check, and mm-hmm, he was just sitting there, like, yep, I'm here. It's just crazy.
Listen, I'm all for, no, never would I, and I understand that, like, you know, maybe security doesn't always have to be so tight, but maybe sometimes it should be.
For concerts, yes.
For concerts, always. Yes. Like, I don't know. Like, I have no problem with, like a lot of security at events with a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have no issue with that. So I think that maybe we should start sealing up the cracks. And these people are getting...
I agree.
Everybody's getting through fences like Miss Peaches, you know? How funny is that video of Miss Peaches getting through the fence?
She is a mastermind.
She really is. How'd she get in there?
I don't
we never
know.
Got a follow up. Like, I would like to see if they found,
like,
the whole.
Did they ever find out how she
Dave
got through
put
the
up
fence?
Like a whole new chicken wire fence around the whole property, and she somehow
She's
got
like,
to
I
the other side of the fence.
I don't give a flying fuck about your fence.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of Miss Peaches coming into the Taylor Swift concert, and we got to make sure we keep them out, because as much as I love Miss Peaches and I love all those Swifties,
yeah,
you got to be real and
we
you got to be safe.
We can't have these sneaky little fuckers.
No, you can't have this shit going on. So yeah, Hard Rock Stadium. Get your shit together before Miami, the other one that we're gonna go to,
and oh yeah, the one that we're manifesting,
saying,
one
that we're manifesting going to. I was about to the other day, Sunday or Saturday, I woke up, people were talking about, like, you know, or maybe it was Friday, they were you know, clowning for rep last night, London, blah blah blah. I was about to buy tickets. I was like, I'm buy a ticket to the show. Like, I'm gonna go. Maybe I'll bring my mom.
No, we,
like,
can't do another European.
Ready.
If you buy last
no.
minute, you're tell me I'm coming. But
yes,
it should
yes.
be for somewhere in the US.
It has to be for here. It has to be for here. I can't get ahead of myself. It's just
a lot.
Do we need boots on the ground? Like, I might be willing to be boots on the ground. Like, it's just, we'll
see.
But
imagine
we'll
if we go all the way there. And it,
no,
I mean,
that'd
like,
be...
London's, like, not that far of a flight.
No, London
like
is
five
very
hours,
close,
right?
By the way. It's, like, very close. Yeah, it's, like, a five-hour flight.
Yeah.
It's, like, barely anything.
We could do that.
Just something to keep in mind.
Yeah,
No. The tickets, though, were, like, $2,500.
I can't even imagine.
That's
well,
a
the
lot.
Miami ones are even more.
I know. But we're going to, you know, we're going to figure
it's
that
like
out.
It's, like, $5,000 for, like, nosebleeds.
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. We're going to
manifest. We're
girls. Girls can figure shit out.
If Nikki Glaser can go to 19 shows, then we can go to...
We can sneak our...
Then we can
sneak our way
into a third.
We can figure out our way to one. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We will not sneak in, though.
No, we will not be sneaking in. We'll be paying customers because I want a seat, by the way.
Unless someone wants to give us... free tickets.
Yeah, that would be cool. If there are any brands, you know, sometimes the brands, they do these deals.
Right. Yeah. They, like,
and I don't know why. And we don't get calls.
Like, yeah.
And it's like, we love brands.
We love
brands. Free stuff.
We use a lot of
brands
all the time.
We love brands.
And a brand that we love to use is Boll & Branch.
We love Boll & Branch. Yeah. Maybe the most.
Maybe the most.
Maybe the most.
Because they have the best sheets in the world.
They have the best sheets in the world. Major shouts to our besties over at Boll & Branch. They, as usual, are coming in clutch for us at all times. Gia, I can't explain to you. I didn't get to talk about this last time because when we were in Greece, we had another Boll & Branch little ad going on. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it was telling me that it wasn't available on my computer. So Gia did them. Thank you, Gia. But I was devastated because I had been waiting for the opportunity to talk about how the entire time I was away, all I missed were my Boll & Branch sheets. Every time I'm gone, it's all I'm thinking
about. It's noticeable.
Yeah. And then when I get home, it's heaven.
You're
so,
like, finally.
This was the first weekend I was, like, home in a while.
Yeah.
I slept the whole fucking weekend in my bed, in my Boll & Branch sheets, just absolute perfection. I have the cream ones and my bed spread is also like a lighter eggshell, so I was just in this, like, puffy cloud.
Love.
All weekend long, perfection. So good. Boll & Branch, the best of the biz.
Yeah,
you know?
And right now Boll & Branch is having 20% off site-wide. And you can save on bestsellers like Boll & Branch's signature hem sheets. They feel buttery, soft, and are super breathable, so they're perfect for both cooler and warmer weather. Their signature sheets are made with 100% organic cotton using the highest quality threads that are completely traceable. And this is Boll & Branch's best sale of the season, so take this chance to upgrade your bed and sleep better for years to come. Again, me and Kelly genuinely use Boll & Branch.
Yeah, this is a no bullshit ad.
Yeah, no,
like,
bullshit.
I get excited when there's Boll & Branch ads because I'm like, oh, good, because this is for real.
Because
for
we genuinely,
like,
use
I
them.
Die for
I
it.
Moved. I got whole, yep. a hole in mine. I immediately contacted them and I was like, I would love some new sheets. They sent some over because they are the best. They're loved by millions of sleepers and have over 11,000 five-star reviews, and their 30-night worry-free guarantee means you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets mm-hmm. for an entire month, and if you don't love them for any reason, you can send them right back with free returns on all U.S. orders. So get the best savings of the mm-hmm. season during Boll & Branch's annual summer event. For a limited time, you can get 20% off site-wide plus free shipping and a free gift
Ooh. With qualifying purchases. God, this is a good deal.
Yes. Who doesn't love a free gift?
Damn. 20% off and a free gift?
Yes. And free shipping.
And free shipping? Get out of town.
So
get out of town.
You want to go to BollAndBranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, Branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch for 20% off and a free gift. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fabulous. Thank you to Boll & Branch, as always, for being our kings and queens.
So the last thing I have is that Taylor Swift hit her career best 12 weeks at number one on Billboard 200. And she broke her own record.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Crazy.
Fearless and Speak Now. She had previously said it, right? I think at least Fearless. I forget what the other one was. But
12 weeks at number one. 12 weeks number one. Crazy.
It's crazy. All I'm thinking though is we gotta go for 13, right?
Oh yeah, right.
Gotta go for 13.
That is so true.
So we'll see you next week. Let's stream towards Chipotle's farming.
I know. Yeah, I know. There's so much. It's just crazy to me. And like with the whole, not to get back into the whole blocking conversation because now that that's not a thing.
Not a thing.
It's just crazy to me that it sold so much.
I know.
It's still going. Even though. And like, yeah, she's releasing all those little like album stuff, but those don't like.
But they don't. Well, as we figured out, they don't affect the bottom line, and it is really the streams. The streams are what make it. And even now, she's number one again. Number two, who cares? I think that the difference between the two is still like 30,000 units, whatever it is, which in my opinion is far off. Like that's not, it's like she narrowly beat it. It's she's still stomping all over the, all over everybody
else. What that girl said.
She's also tied with Trashbag Morgan Wallen right now, which we got to get above that.
I hate that fucker and his swass.
I know, I can't stand him.
I sent Kelly a very funny TikTok.
Oh,
that
terrible
man had
video.
Swass at the wazoo. His butt was just a pool of sweat.
Sweaty butt.
Ew, Morgan.
And listen,
okay, fine. Yes, I get swass too.
No, same. It is a biblical heat wave hitting the United States, like everywhere right now. So, like, of course you got some swass, but like the confidence in which he's walking around with the swass, it has me
Do you think he doesn't notice? Like, gets off stage and he's like, "Damn,
why is nobody giving him better pants?" Well, you know why? Because he's got to have the uniform of khaki cargo shorts and some shitty t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, but you got to have your boys. You got to have people in your crew. They're gonna say, "Hey, listen, Morgan, like, you might sweat through your pants."
Yeah.
Maybe wear black tonight. Just wear black shorts. Wear black shorts. They could be chinos. Yeah. Just black. Or a dark navy.
Yeah.
A dark color that you're not going to so blatantly sweat through that it looks like you shit yourself.
Yeah, that
like,
was
it's
crazy.
Just, it's so bad. So
I was
bad.
Laughing
but I had
my
giggle.
Ass off watching
I giggled.
Him. Yeah, it felt nice to watch a confident man not know that he had swass.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all been there. But just the fact that it's Morgan Wallen makes me laugh because I don't really, really don't like him.
No, either. But yes, it's tied now. But she's got to hit 13 for personal reasons. 13 is a personal number, so it's gotta be 13. I think we can do it. One more week. I've been off. I haven't been listening to music. I've been listening to audiobooks. So I will do my part and I'll listen to some music this week.
Yeah. Sorry to all the people that were confused about our book talk last time. We got
Sorry.
Like, what
for
the fuck
confusion.
Are you guys talking about?
Sorry.
We are very much in the fantasy world of books. So I'm on the Throne of Glass series by Sarah J. Maas. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who that is, she writes the A Court of Thorns and Roses series.
Yes.
And
she's
Kelly,
all the rage right now. She's the hot author of the moment. She's writing, she's got all kinds
she's
of
like
books
the,
out.
Like the J.K. Rowling of our
of
like,
the fantasy
of right now. Of the fantasy world.
Fantasy
world
of the moment. And her books are appealing to women, really.
Women,
it's she's got the women demographic or the girl demographic down pat.
Throne of Glass, like boys would like that
I'm trying. I'm constantly trying to get guys into it. I'm like Throne of Glass for sure.
Like,
ACOTAR, no, they'll think
ACOTAR
it's like a little too whatever.
Too, like,
Throne of Glass though is very. It's very.
It's like, so,
it's
like
war and politics
strategy.
And, great.
Yeah.
So good. But so apologies to those who were out of the loop or unsure, and our conversation went on for a long time. But we it had been a while since we've been able to catch up on
it. We should really maybe like.
I know.
Do like a mini series or
we'll
something.
We'll do a mini. Yeah. Yeah, like, we should. I know we've been saying it for months now.
Like Sarah, like Mass Watch.
Mass Watch. People are saying, wait, oh, also a friend of mine.
Or just where like Fantasy Watch.
Where did I hear this information? Sounds I don't know like whose friend. Friend. Oh.
Friend.
One of my good friends, her friend.
Oh.
Helped Sarah J. Turns out it's Mass. I've been saying okay. Mass.
Mass.
My whole life. But it's
Mass.
I get
that double A.
Helped her get a new house or something. So knew her personally and said that she's lovely and wonderful. And I said,
good
oh, of course
know.
She is.
Good to know.
But in fact, confirmed it's Mass.
Okay.
Called her Mass himself. I said, oh, okay.
Okay. Good so, to know.
But that's just a note for me. I keep forgetting as well.
Well, it's like all these people have such confusing
I know.
Names.
It's just like a lot of double letters, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of double letters. A lot
of double letters.
Multiple pronunciation. Like, you can pronounce this, like, in so many different ways.
I know.
But, yeah.
Regardless, she is the hot author of the moment, Sarah J. Maas, and she has written, like, 100 books at this point, and they're all really good.
They're all
really
good.
So, if you guys are interested in that, keep your eyes peeled for whenever we get around to doing
that. Whenever we get our shit
together. But apologies for those who were out of the loop last week.
Yeah, you got to start reading the series.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
At the same time, people who were in liking it or who had read knew what we were talking about and were really liking it.
Yeah,
so that's why, you know, whatever. Just get in on. Just
you can't please everyone.
Just do all the things that we're doing and then you'll never be lost.
Yeah, exactly. That's
we try to tell you. We try
hard.
To tell you to be like us, and it's like if you
so
are,
just read every
you'll never
fantasy
be lost.
Series book, play Animal Crossing,
right.
Listen to audiobooks.
Yep, Harry Potter. Yep.
Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
What other things we like? We like Hunger Games.
Love the Hunger Games. House of the Dragon.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
House of
the
Dragon. I love.
Really, really exceeding my expectations this season because I was a little underwhelmed with the first season.
As was I.
Yeah, really,
but
really
it's crushing
loving.
Right now.
Yeah,
it's going great. No other political thoughts. Just keep everyone thoughts
everyone
and prayers. T's and P's.
Safe, literally, like
T's and P's. Maybe
crazy.
Maybe just don't go to I don't know. Don't go to rallies. I just feel like rallies are a bad spot to go to.
Yeah, maybe just like
I don't know.
I kind of feel like people have to go to rallies though. No,
because
it's like if a president doesn't have anyone at the rally, then it's like
no
one likes you.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe
I don't
like
know.
Have better security. Like I don't know.
Who knows?
I was going to say something political.
No.
Yeah.
I'm being very, very.
Yeah, we're trying to be very
light
middle
about
of
it.
The middle of the road.
Yeah, just no. Yeah. It's not worth the backlash either way.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of other things that have happened.
No, we just got Gelsenkirchen coming up.
Gelsenkirchen's on the way.
Two nights in Gelsenkirchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's this weekend?
And then.
I'm
let's
not
see what the
sure.
let's see what Swift Alert's calendar says. I love that about Swift Alert. They've got the calendar.
Yes. Let's see. Today is then we okay, we got Gelsenkirchen two nights and then actually three nights in Gelsenkirchen.
Yeah, it's three nights.
Oh, and then she has the weekend off.
Yep.
And then
Hamburg.
Wow.
And then Munich.
Okay, lots of Germany stops.
Yeah. Gelsenkirchen, Hamburg, Munich, and then I believe
Warsaw.
And then Warsaw. And then she goes back to London. No. And then it's Vienna.
Then
apologies.
Vienna, then London.
Vienna, Austria.
Nights for you.
Three nights in Vienna.
Yeah.
And then the final five in
Damn, it ends so soon. It's crazy how you can just like scroll to the end so quick now.
I know.
Sad.
It's upsetting. Wait, I'm sorry. I just got a text message from, I just saw it briefly when I went in here. A friend of mine who just doesn't know, clearly just has no idea what I do at work or like where I work or anything, goes, does Barstool do any sports betting? Oh, no. I'm going to have to give him a crash course. It's literally majority sports betting.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah, that's it. Now I'm just gossiping. Now we're just blah,
yeah.
blah. Now I'm yapping.
Sports betting is something, honestly, I've been getting into a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I'm trying to, we're trying to dust off some skills. I'm trying to acquire a couple skills, learn a couple things before the upcoming football season.
Yeah, yeah.
If I have reason to care.
I know.
Taylor
I,
at the
I
games,
do
Travis
feel like
playing. We might need to start tipping our toes.
I know. Because sometimes when we say stuff, like people are like, we're like, oh yeah, he caught the ball a couple times. Or like, he had a fuck, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
okay.
I should know. Like,
it's like, sure, fine, whatever, fine. We
don't really care at the end of the day. Like, we just know that he does a good job or a bad job.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to know, like, you know.
Exactly
his,
what's
his,
going
his
on.
Record, his stats, his records.
We can learn,
yeah.
We can learn something new. We can learn new skills.
Yeah.
We are not old dogs.
No.
We can learn new tricks.
Facts.
So, We will do that. We promise to do that for the upcoming fall.
Yes,
sports love. Season. Sports betting sports. is in effect. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Other than that, if you would like to call in or message us for our Thursday episode this week, we'll be recording on Wednesday. So make sure you get everything in by Wednesday, like late morning. The number is 347-450-0723. Call, leave us a voicemail. We love the voicemail
so much.
Leave a voicemail if you feel so inclined. Or if you're on the shy side, you can go ahead and DM us on Taylor Watch, or you can text that number as well. You don't have to only call it and leave a voicemail. So we love hearing from you guys. We love to hear your upcoming thoughts, feelings, predictions.
Yes.
What do you think about what's going to happen in Gelsenkirchen?
Yeah, what's the tea going
what's
down
the,
in Gelsenkirchen?
What's the GGT, you know? Got a GK, technically. It's, GK. It's with a K. Who knows? Who knows? We got to brush up. And so
do you think that's where gherkins came from?
Could be.
But it's spelled different.
It is.
It's disappointing.
I don't know then.
I love a gherkin.
Me too. Delish. Ooh, gherkin with a little cheese.
Love. Love. On a charcuterie board?
Yeah. With a little cracker, maybe a little mustard.
Ooh. Love.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Goodbye. We love you. We will see you on Thursday.
Love you guys.